puppet on a string.
You've reached the Department for Equality Proofing, Cross-Community Cooperation, and the Implementation of Shared Future Strategies. If you're phoning about health and education, press 1. If your complaint is about flags or marches, please press 2.
You've chosen flags and marches. Surprise, surprise. Your call has been transferred.
Hello, this is Sanjeev. How can I...
Who's this?
You're through to the flags and marches call centre.
Mumbai?
Yes, it has been outsourced, sir. How can I be helping you?
Hey, I'm phoning about a march.
Yes, yes. And what is this march you are having problem with?
It is a very provocative march.
Have you tried ignoring it, sir?
Ignoring it?
Yes, or you could take your mind off it by watching television.
I can't do that. You want to hear the noise them bonds make?
Have you tried earplugs, sir?
I can still see it.
Well, where is this provocative march you are having problem with?
Listen to ski.
And how would we be spelling? Listen to ski, sir.
L-A-Z. I forget about it.
That's a spirit, sir. Just forget about it. Is there anything else I can be helping you with, sir?
The other person has cleared.
Tosser.
Ricky, you're going to get caught someday.
Sinead, I'm only having a laugh. Oh, and here's an even bigger one.
You're turning on Stormont Live.
Wouldn't miss it. My minister's trying to talk.
Well, why do you want to hear O'Hare speak? Sure, do you not hear enough of him?
No. He's given a speech about the Northern Ireland fire service.
So?
He shouldn't feign. He's not allowed to say the words Northern Ireland.
Well, how's he going to do that?
Watch and learn.
Well, I would condemn any attacks on the fire service of the North. Because the fire service in the northern part of the island does a great job, so it does. And they put out fires all over the 6 counties. So they do. And I would commend the brave men of the fire service of here. They do a great job here, there, everywhere. For all of the people here.
Oh, God. Your Mama Kubri's getting up.
Can I echo the sentiments of my ministerial colleague? The people of Ulster are very proud of the Northern Ireland Fire Service, which is one of the finest in this United Kingdom of ours, so it is. They put out fires all over the province, and we, the British people of Ulster, are very proud of the Ulster Fire Brigade of Northern Ireland.
Oh, no, quick, Mike Nesbitt's getting up, turn it off. Hello?
I want to see you and Sinead in my office right away.
Yes, sir. Be right there. Bad news. The ginger psycho is demanding our presence.
I haven't hung up yet.
Why do you call him a psycho?
Because he is one. Just follow the trail of severed heads to his office. And that's the people he likes. He hates me.
Why?
Because I breathe. Because I went to Bangor Grammar School. And I passed me 11 plus.
Don't be so stupid.
No, he's the stupid one. He failed.
Not passing your 11 plus doesn't mean you're stupid.
Oh. You were a failure too?
It doesn't make you a failure. And anyway, I nearly passed.
Aye, well, so did Hunt. He missed by half a mark. He got turned down for Bangor Grammar School, and I got in. And he blames me. But what eats him up is that his identical twin brother passed. He got a chopper bike, and Hunt didn't.
And I suppose he hates his brother as well.
Oh, yes. He never misses an opportunity to drop into Tesco's and watch him stacking shelves.
Who even cares about the 11 plus? You're making this up.
No, I'm not. Everyone thinks it was Katrina Ruan who got rid of the 11 plus. But it was Hunt. Now all the poor kids have to do four exams instead of one, thanks to him. That's how twisted he is.
Tell me, what part of right away do you not get, Ricky?
Tony!
It's Mr. Hunt to you. How are you, Sinead?
Great, Mr. Hunt.
Please, call me Tony. Tell me, what's it like working for the worst civil servant in Northern Ireland?
Don't put yourself down.
Just talking to Sinead, though, head. Now, tell me, Sinead, what do you think is the purpose of the civil service?
To serve the public and carry out the wishes of our elected politicians.
Very good. And what if our politicians are a bunch of incompetent, semi-literate, sectarian halfwits?
That's not fair. There's Anna Lowe.
True. The Chinese are a wonderful people. They have a one-party state and the best civil service in the world. They've dragged China from a primitive backwater to the economic powerhouse it is today. Whereas here, we have eight parties who have taken 12 years to decide whether John Lewis is allowed to open up shop in Sprucefield.
Yeah, and look at the mess they've made of the Maze Project. We're having it, we're not having it. It'll be great, it's a terrorist shrine. Millions of pounds down the drain. I wouldn't want to be the civil servant who screwed that up. It was you, wasn't it?
I see. So I screwed up, did I? Just like my 11 plus. Well, unlike you and your stuck-up mates, I was taught to think, not pass stupid exams. And I think the Maze is really a cross-community cooperation issue involving the implementation of shared future strategies.
Hey, that's our department, isn't it?
Exactly, Sinead. It's Ricky's department. So, Ricky, your mission, if you choose to accept it...
I have a choice?
No. ...is to get your two ministers to agree a joint strategy for the Maze that commands cross-party and cross-community support.
But that's... That's mission impossible.
Nothing's impossible for a grammar school boy.
Thanks, Sinead. Hey, that's our department. Minister O'Hare.
Wee birdie tell me that I'm going to be responsible for getting the Maze site up and running.
Yes, we just need to build up some consensus about the scheme.
Well, that won't be a problem on my part. I want this site to be for everybody, not just the ex-provos.
Good.
It's also for the Stickies. I-N-L-A, I-P-L-O, all the Irish heroes what fought against the Brits.
I hear we're in charge of the Maze. Fantastic.
Yes, we're just canvassing opinions to try and map out an agreed way forward.
Well, I'm prepared to be flexible. I have two plans for the Maze.
Oh, good.
The first one is to reopen the Maze. Then we stick Sinn Féin IRA back inside it where they belong.
I see.
Think of the tourism. People will flock from all over the world to see what a terrorist looks like.
And option two? He asked more in hope than expectation.
Bulldoze the Maze. Knock down that shrine to terrorism. I've even got a slogan for my plan. Smash H Block.
So, everything is arranged for the trip to the Maze?
Yep, I've arranged for a car to arrive here at 11:30.
A car? As in one?
Yes, to take the two of them to the Maze.
No. We need two cars.
Oh, of course. Security means they can't travel together.
No, it's not that. O'Hare and McCubry, they just don't go together. It's like chalk and cheese. The 12th and a good time. Northern Ireland and the World Cup. I know it's a complete waste of money in a time of austerity, but there it is.
Okay, I'll get two cars.
No, three cars. We're not travelling with them two.
Ah, here we are. Never thought I'd be back here again. All right, Last time I came here, it was in a black-eyed van. Human League was number one. And the big question on everybody's lips was, who shot JR?
It was probably one of your mates.
I didn't realise you were incarcerated here, Minister.
How do you think I got to be a minister? This brings back a lot of memories. The beatings from the screws, freezing cells, the strip searches, the rats, I'll be dead. Here, come on, Ricky. I want to show you my old cell.
Minister McCoubrey, wouldn't it be great if we could get some consensus on this?
Are you joking? The Shinners want to turn it into a Provo playground.
Well, it won't just be that. There's going to be a water park as well.
It'll be a Republican mecca. This place was nothing but a hub for out-and-out terrorists and hardened criminals.
Mr. McCoubrey, I can't believe it's you.
Sorry, who are you?
It's Jake. Do you not recognise me?
I've never seen you before in my life.
Do you not remember I was your prison officer when you were banged up in here?
I wasn't supposed to be in here. I was innocent.
That's what they all say.
I never had you down as a jailbird.
I was not a jailbird. What happened to me was a gross miscarriage of justice. You've heard of the Birmingham Six and the Guildford Four. I was the Maze One. You see, Sinead, back then I was a clergyman, the Reverend McCoubrey. I used to tend to the needs of the loyalist prisoners. The majority of them were decent, kind-hearted folk. Men like Bruiser Brown, Staple Gun Spencer, Hacksaw McCabe. But there was one who was a tough nut to crack. His name was Crusher Crawford. But finally, one day, he heard the word of the Lord. It was a miracle, Sinead. He asked to see me every day to read him the Bible and sing hymns.
Oh, that's a lovely story. Even if you turned one man away from the path of violence, you made the world a better place.
Then one day he hit me over the head with a rock hammer, locked me in a cell and made his escape. He disappeared, leaving me in his place. Of course, when they did the head count, the figures were right. I started banging on the cell door, screaming I was innocent. But all the screws said was, that's what they all say.
Well, how long were you held for?
6 weeks. 6 weeks.
Did your family not miss you?
No. You see, my wife was doing an Iris Robinson with a young fella.
That must have been very painful for you.
It was. He was a Gaelic footballer from Tyrone. She was having such a good time, it took her 6 weeks to report me missing.
There, there, Minister.
And this is bringing it all back. I lost my wife, I lost my faith, and I was stuck in here for 6 weeks with these animals. And you want me to okay a museum to celebrate it? I'm going to get this place bulldozed. In fact, I'll drive the bulldozer myself.
So, Ricky, what do you think of my cell?
It's not quite how I imagined it.
Really?
Flock wallpaper, floral curtains.
Oh, I was the Lawrence Llewellyn Bone of Long Hedge. Like I say, there wasn't hardship now. I had to smuggle in messages to prisoners from the outside written on tiny cigarette papers. I had to swallow them and then wait a few hours for them to reappear, so to speak. My job was to hook them out. Not pleasant, especially when curry was on the menu. And that's why we need a museum to commemorate stuff like that.
I'm beginning to think McCoubrey has a point.
All that time, Crusher Crawford was pretending to be saved and he didn't mean a word of it. He ruined my life and got away scot-free.
And he completely vanished.
Never seen again. They had no idea how he got out. He's probably been living it up in Rio for the last 30 years. I'll have this place torn down brick by brick.
Minister, we've been told not to walk around here. The ground, it may not be safe.
Nonsense. I spent time in here. I know it like the back of my hand.
Minister? Minister, are you okay?
Yes, he's fine. I'm all right too, thanks for asking.
It looks like you've fallen in the Enola escape tunnel. We'll get you dug out soon.
Alright, don't worry. I'll phone the 6th County Fire Brigade. Right now. Isn't that brilliant, Ricky?
Two people trapped underground.
Nah, discovering this tunnel, it's a testament to the indomitable spirit and the engineering ingenuity of the Republic of Prisoners of War. This needs to be a part of the visitor experience.
But this tunnel obviously comes from the Loyalist wing.
Ah, well, no wonder it collapsed then.
What are they saying?
They're saying help's on its way. They should have us dug out in no time.
Sinead, it's dark. I'm scared. Will you hold my hand?
That is not in my job description.
Please, 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 I'm scared.
Oh, go all right, all right.
I have to say, Sinead, you have a really bony hand.
That's not me, I'm over here.
It's a skeleton, it's a skeleton!
It's okay, it is a dead skeleton.
Who is it? Who is it?
Oh, well, sure, hold on till I ask him. I'll turn my mobile on and get some light in here. Oh, he's got a name bracelet. C-R-U... It's Crusher Crawford.
Crusher Crawford? You mean he didn't make it to Rio?
He didn't even make it to the Moira roundabout. His tunnel must have collapsed in on him.
He should have got the provies to dig it for him.
Oh, there's a note in this other hand. I do not have much time left. My tunnel has collapsed. I should have got the provies to dig it for me. It looks like I'm going to die here, but I don't mind because thanks to the Reverend McCoubrey, I have been saved and will be welcomed straight into the arms of Jesus. If there were more like him in the world, there would be no trouble in this land of ours. God bless him.
My God, I never knew. I actually did convert him. I did bring him to the Lord. It's a miracle. It's the miracle of the maze. The people must know this story about what happened here. I want to build a shrine here.
So, what are you saying? You're going to agree to the maze site?
Yes, but not for me. It's for Crusher.
Sorry, there's a problem. O'Hare phoned the fire brigade, but they won't come out until he says Northern Ireland Fire Service. Come on, Minister, it's two words. People's lives are at stake here.
I'm not saying it. I'm not saying it.
They could suffocate.
I think you're forgetting that the Good Friday Agreement enshrines my right to express my national identity in the way I so choose, and if that means people suffocating, it's not my fault.
Mr. McCoubrey says if you get a site, he'll agree to the peace centre at the maze.
Really?
Really?
Yes.
All right. But I want it in writing.
He can't give you it in writing unless he gets out of the tunnel.
Well, that's a fair point. Give us the phone. Hello? Is that the Northern Ireland Fire Service?
So, Ricky, you have some great news for me.
That's right, Mr. Hunt.
Is Mike Nesbitt going back to UTV?
No.
You've got me a date with Christine Bleakley?
No.
Has a tsunami hit Bangor Grammar School?
No. But believe it or not, I have secured cross-community support from our ministers for the Maze Peace and Reconciliation Centre. Yeah! Hole in one! Back of the net!
Are you all right?
Yeah. Just for a minute there, I thought you said that you got your two ministers to agree to the maze project.
Yes, I did.
You stupid, poncy-weed, North Down dumbass! Where are you from? Planet Balls Up?
But you said get cross-community support for the maze project.
But you said get cross-community support for the maze project.
You're a civil servant. Do you not know how to read between the lines? That meant, don't get these people to agree to anything.
I don't understand. Don't you want the maze project to happen?
Nobody wants the maze to happen. It goes into the too difficult box. It's one of these things that might happen way, way in the future, but we don't want to decide on it now. Like taking down the peace walls, or integrated education, or Ian Paisley's state funeral.
But what about tourism? The 5,000 jobs?
The only job you need to worry about is your own. And if you don't want to end up as caretaker in Bangor Grammar School, you better go and get that maze decision stopped.
But there's going to be a press conference at the maze. It's been agreed.
We'll get it unagreed.
But how?
This is Northern Ireland. How hard can it be to get two people not to agree to something?
The Peace and Reconciliation Centre is going to be over there. So I think the statue of me with my Bible should be right here.
What, beside the H block?
No, beside the H block.
I've been thinking, Minister. Maybe Jim Allister's right.
Jim Allister's never right.
I mean about the maze turning into a shrine to terrorism. You can't trust Sinn Féin. Before you know it, they'll turn this place into a Provo playground.
And over here, Ricky, we're going to have the Beck McFarlane Children's Playground. As Bobby said, our revenge will be the laughter of our children.
You see, he's doing it already.
Don't listen to him. He's just on an ego trip. When those children are on the swings, they'll be gazing at my statue. And they'll ask, who's that, Daddy? And he'll say, that's the humble Reverend McCoubrey. And that 12-foot statue shows him taking the cold black heart of a terrorist and giving it to Jesus.
Reggie. What time are the press arriving? I want the world to know that there has been a historic breakthrough. I want to make it clear that this Peace and Reconciliation Centre is for everyone to share. And then the wolf tones will sing, the men behind the wire. Here, I have to go and check if them green, white and orange balloons have arrived. All right, Sinead, love.
Hi, Jake. Jake used to work here as a prison officer.
Yeah. Was that Sneaky O'Hare I saw over there with them balloons?
Sneaky O'Hare? What do you mean?
Oh, me and Sneaky go back way back. He was one of the best touch we ever had in the jail.
Minister O'Hare was a tout.
Oh, aye. You've heard of steak knife? Well, Sneaky was the entire cutlery set. He wasn't the smartest, like, you know. I mean, the top touts got loads of money and a new life in America. Sneaky settled for a half bottle of vodka and bigger sausage rolls.
Minister, can I have a word?
Kind of busy, Ricky.
Please.
Get lost.
I really need to talk to you. Sneaky.
Where did you hear that name? What's this all about?
Well, Minister, as you know, if the Maze Centre goes ahead, it will be telling everybody's story, not just the prisoners.
Of course.
The prison officers want to tell their stories as well.
Aye, and it's very important that they tell their stories about how they were the paid turnkeys of their British masters, at whose behest they brutalised the defenceless Republican prisoners.
Yes, yes, yes. And there's one turnkey in particular called Jake.
Jake? Not Jake.
Do you remember him?
Never heard of him. Why, what lies is he telling?
Well, he's got this lie about a tout called Sneaky, who sold out his comrades for bigger sausage rolls.
I want to announce on behalf of Sinn Féin that we are opposed to this so-called Maze Peace and Reconciliation Centre because it will become none better than a shrine to loyalist terrorists. Nobody wants to rake over the past and dig up painful memories about what happened here. So let's just knock it down and build another golf course. And now the Wolf's Tones will play Give Peace a Chance.
Hold on. I want my statue. I want my H Block Centre. We had an agreement. You just can't unilaterally go back on it.
Aye, well, I just did. Very annoying, isn't it?
You listen to me, O'Hare. Are you going to agree to this Peace and Reconciliation Centre? Or am I going to knock the crap out of you?
Sure, I had a piece of chicken last night tougher than you. Come here, you.
Mr. Hunt. Hello.
I'm just watching the live news conference. Is it a parallel universe? The DUP are now for the Mays site. Sinn Féin are against it. And your two ministers are knocking seven bells out of each other in front of the world's press.
Look, I can explain.
It's a disgrace. It's a shambles. It's a farce. Only you could have done this, Ricky.
Look, I'm really sorry, Mr. Hunt. The thing is, you know,
you
I mean...
You have passed your quali. Keep up the good work. Like a puppet on a string.